Blog Talk Radio.
To empty ourselves of all belief systems is to dissolve any imagined deprivation. Emptiness is the beginning of fullness as we open to receive the blessings of eternity. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Belvaspital World Radio. I am your host, Denise O'Regan. Our beautiful sister Malou is away this week and actually next week. She's moving and starting a new adventure in a new home. So we wish Malou easy transition and hopefully everything goes well and she'll be back with us in a couple of weeks. But tonight I am so delighted and honored to have a wonderful guest joining us on the show tonight. And many of you may know our beautiful sister, Arlisa, here in Toronto. And she's a longtime student with Almeen, Belvaspital Grand Master, and an amazing poet. So welcome, Arlisa. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Denise. It's my pleasure to be here, too.
Yeah, so we are excited to have to just for you to share your insights and perspectives, and I know you've had amazing experiences with Belvaspital as well as the other tools from our beloved Almeen. But before we get into that, we were just chatting before the show started, and you've had some really wonderful insights and experiences in these last few days that we felt would be very relevant and wonderful to share with our listeners. Would you like to start there? Is
yes.
that okay?
Yes, I think that would be great. One of the things, actually, that I felt was truly eminent starting, I would say, on Friday was the feeling that I had that the Book of One Life, which basically it's in the windows into eternity, the revelations of the Mother Goddess, it feels like it has come alive. By saying that, it really feels that the DNA, the new DNA, the incorruptible DNA that the mother has created, and you know, all the tools that we have been using, in particular Belvata being one of the main ones, to heal and to merge and integrate with the older reality, it's fully functional, and it really feels like right now Belvata will have a completely different meaning than what it had before. The difference, I would say, is that if before we were practicing, we're on a rehearsal, so to speak. Right now we are live. The way that, you know, how Belvaspata will be affecting the reality of all life. And so that was something that I really wanted to share. And there was something that I also, I opened up, at this Windows into Eternity. It says, it's secret number 11, actually, page 216. And it's very, very interesting because it explains how creation through the heart is done. We have been speaking about the heart energies being the most potent that we have practiced through Belvaspata. But right now, there is something that I wanted to read, which I think explains, you know, in so much words, you know, what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
May I read that?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it says, shall our creation formed through the heart be repelled by our same frequency, and for those of density depart? Yes, they shall, but fear not that thus shall be. For now you finally the gift from the denser light shall see. When through love and light you create, your creations as thought forms to dense light will gravitate. Carried by your love, they to more distorted ones will depart, but there they will materialize this creation of your heart. As matter, they will be opposite to those of lesser light, but they will be exactly the same as the one from which they originate. Thus, now repelled by opposite matter, they will return to you. Your manifestations from the heart will come home to you. Only from an open heart can creation be done, a law decreed by the Holy One. For eons before, beings created by thought, but distorted creation can nevermore in this way be wrought. How is the light carried by love stepped down into matter from light and love? By sending it forth like an arrow from above, by feeding it with praise and gratitude as it goes. Love, praise, and gratitude to awareness particles are like glue. They cluster around the area these attitudes are directed to. The denser the particles into this area dawn, the quicker the creation into matter forms. Previously, creation's blueprint was drawn from realms above. Now, through the heart, it is created with love. Co-creators with the infinite, we have become. Through a loving heart, creation is available to everyone. I just felt I wanted to share this because when I begin to feel a lot of these changes, I was drawn directly to this book, opened up at this page, more specifically to read that basically this is where we are. So going into the understanding the book of One Life, which is the integrated oneness, which Helmine has been speaking about, is really what has come alive. And I'm very, very grateful to share that.
So really it's cultivating the ascension attitude of love, praise, and gratitude. So having, you know, really integrated those open our hearts to a higher understanding where we've gone beyond opposites?
Absolutely.
It's
been very fascinating because when you say the love, praise, and gratitude, I think recently with love, the super godhood opens up in the high heart. The The praise is the pristine humanity in our third eye, and then in the godhood in our solar plexus, it's opened through the gratitude. So it's really fascinating. With surrender trust, we simply become, we leave basically all our identities, we become the river in the infinite ocean to enjoy all of life and experience it all.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I agree. I've been feeling great shifts happening. And actually, I was talking to our brother George, you know, George and Monica, on the weekend at the Total Health Show. And you know, George was commenting about pristine humanity and how, you know, they're really stepping into their godhood and how beautiful and amazing they are right now. And you know, it's funny that I had to agree that I'd been noticing that, like, really the life is evolving and to see the magic that's happening in the trees, or, and I know you were saying too, like the different kingdoms were evolving, that you've seen that. It really is an exciting time to know that, you know, we're not stuck in those old age cycles of going around and around the, you know, the wheel. That we're moving out of it. Now, Arlisa, you were feeling too that the Belvaspita has a great part to play in this right now.
Absolutely. And particularly, we were speaking even before the Kanish Belvaspita, mainly because it gives us the power from the collapsed cosmos, you know, to actually create a field of hope. And begin to manifest all the new realities through the heart. So that is really the true power behind the Kanish Belvaspita at this point. And it was really tremendous for me to work on it throughout the weekend.
Yes, yeah, me too. Have you been participating in the 90 days?
Yeah. So that has been one, and another one that I felt very strongly connected with was the Aravesti Strauna, which was the healing of the heart, which is the healing of grief, actually, in the heart. And what was very, very fascinating throughout this weekend, when I started to work on the healing of the grief, there was a lot of grief throughout humanity. And that was something that I feel that, you know, we're really doing one of the greatest service to have this understanding of these illusions behind the grief and removing, you know, all of that in order to reveal the perfection of life.
Yeah. Have you been working with that? Because that particular protocol of Belvaspita is not available right now. I think Almin was in the process of redoing some of the wheels, and of course the angels and the sigils are the same. So have you been working on that with, is it yourself or your clients that you've noticed?
No, it was mainly myself, actually.
Yeah.
Was through the sister Anita that she shared the, I would say that this, I had never seen this before, but this is actually the Aravesti Strauna with the 144 angel gods.
Okay.
Right? And this is basically the resurrection of the 144 angel gods through this process.
Yeah. Have you worked with the fragrance alchemy then as well in this process?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's what I started. I completed the 20 meridians and the Aravesti Straunath, the protocol that Almin had provided for us for the healing of the trauma. And then after that, I worked on the healing of grief, mainly because since the stasis happened with Almin,
I've
been in the process of processing quite a bit of grief at a very, very deep level. And this is why I'm bringing out the Aravesti Straunath. If maybe it's important to begin to come out and be shared from spiritual journeys, because it is very timely to be used for many people at this time that the two realities practically have merged together.
Yes.
And a lot of people will feel that.
I've been working with the Divinity Quest, which, mm-hmm. As you know, there's wonderful protocols in there
mm-hmm.
for the activation of the higher DNA and in Godhood. Have you worked with that protocol?
The Divinity Quest, yes.
Yeah.
The full spinal.
Yes.
So with the oils. Yes.
Yeah.
Completely that. Yeah.
How did you find that one?
Oh, that is, it's actually so powerful that it's actually, I find there is a deep connection between that protocol and the Hagika. And the two basically, it feels like they go line in line, because as we are really activating these angel gods, we're really allowing the power of Hagika, the sacred fire to rise and activate all the DNA codes.
Isn't that great?
We're going to start to see how all means tools are interconnected and they work together so beautifully. And this is something that I'm seeing more and more.
You know, it's true. Yeah, I totally agree. And even like from the online courses or the books, just to see things like finally, I don't know if you say they fall into place, or I can see like mm-hmm. looking back at different retreats, and how everything is, the tapestry, the threads are kind of all falling into, a beautiful work of art.
That
you see the whole picture.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. Do you have a favorite protocol of Belvaspitar? Do you have a favorite modality?
I cannot say a favorite, because I usually use the ones that I'm guided depending on the situation. In particular, I can say that I've used quite a bit recently the Rosicrucian protocol, which has come out recently also in the Belvaspitar third volume. That is very powerful, especially for the activation of the reproductive system as a power source. So there is, I've been guided towards that. I've been guided towards the Kanish Belvaspitar. I love the Song of Self. It's one of my favorite that I work on more of on a regular basis. So yeah, there is quite a bit. But I just feel that now it's like lightening up, the Christmas tree has lightened up, let's put it this way.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love how you say that. You're right. That oh wow, what a beautiful image. it does feel like that.
Yeah.
Wow. I know you do a lot of wonderful writings, and we get to hear some of them in our retreats.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything that you would like to share with our listeners too?
Yes, actually. And what I'd like to share is something, a poem that I wrote, this is back in November 2010, actually. And I spoke about light and darkness. And this is something that I feel that we're learning very much to how to to understand and manipulate light and darkness. So, you know, both light and frequency, you know, in dark light and dark frequency, and maintain the balance to create the realities that we want. So here is how it goes. How can light exist without darkness? Isn't that how universe keeps its dynamic balance? While light shines to brighten our souls, isn't it in darkness our hearts console? Embracing our shadows and shining our light, isn't that what being human is all about? Why we wander in this endless search for fresh water to quench our thirst? What is this sacred well we all desire and find but only in our darkest hour? What about darkness that steers us up and forces us to deeply tear our hearts apart? Yet, in our highest moment and deepest despair, our creativity sparks out of nowhere. That's it.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. There is so much in that. I love it. In our highest moments, our creativity sparks. There's so much in that. Wow.
And believe it or not, I find both in the highest moments and our deepest despair, sparks out of nowhere.
And it's, you know, I was thinking, as you were reading this, I was seeing like this play happening of like this dance taking place of like the integration of light and dark, you know, frequency and light, the masculine, feminine, just cooperation. It was like a melding into one.
They both need to be acknowledged for the role they play in creating our reality.
Yeah, absolutely. And it feels very relevant to what's happening right now. Like this going beyond the opposites and beyond oneness into this new higher reality, where we have no resistance, you know, there's no one more valued than the other. Everything has equal value.
Very true. It's very true. And I wanted to share, I had a few friends of mine that they were going through some major, you know, heartaches or, you know, mental breakdowns or, you know, like you see basically the two sides of the story. You have people that are high up and there are other people that, you know, are in really dark zone. And that's why I felt that this poem. But one thing that actually I shared with one of my best friends about these feelings of, you know, breakdowns, collapsing of an old cosmos, of an idea of reality that they used to be so comfortable before, was the fact that I explained, feel your heart, I said, and know that your heart is not something your mind can control. It is only the infinite one life that gives that heartbeat in all of us. And the moment that you connect that heartbeat and you follow that heartbeat wherever it takes you, you are in full alignment and in full surrender. And I really explained to her the concept of surrender trust.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Was she very changed after that?
She said, thank you, you calmed me down.
But, you know, I feel the truth of your words, Alisa. That is so insightful and profound. And I'm saying that because you're describing, your words are exactly what I had a vision of when we were in a silent retreat in Killarney 2 years ago, I think it was. And, you know, I went really deep into the silence. Like, I put earplugs in. I was just going in. And that was the experience. Like, I had this vision, this feeling that I was back in the center,
mm-hmm.
in the heart of the infinite. And like I was a heartbeat, like my whole being.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that. It completely changed me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say I've been very changed from that experience. And then I saw in my heart center, I held humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could totally experience that. It was incredibly profound for me. So your words were kind of just brought that to mind. It really matched that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I do feel a lot of truth and wisdom in that.
Wow.
So, thank you for sharing that. Wow. So I know you've been to many retreats with Dalmeen. Have you been to the silent one?
Yes.
Well, your mom, yes, for the air chats.
For two years, I was there, actually.
Yes, I remember. Did you have any profound experience or insight that you would like to share?
Absolutely. In my view is that the silent retreat was really a wish that I made right after my first retreat that I had with Almeen in 2011. I had quite a bit of an experience of what can be called the facing the dark night of the soul, so to speak. It was a true, I was basically completely unconscious for 13 days. And then when I came back, there was a lot of revelation through that. But I no longer wanted to be in just listening. I simply wanted to connect. And I was praying for Almeen to put up a silent retreat and for us to simply connect with her presence. And it was just a wish come true when that happened in Killarney. And I really deeply felt the pain that the earth had gone through that. I think we all laughed and cried and, you know, danced throughout, especially the first retreat. It was the sad song of the earth, and that's what I had experienced also in my dark night, so to speak. It was very, very like grief and depression and hopelessness beyond, but there was hope after that silent retreat. And she really, really, I want to share a poetry that I wrote.
Great. Okay.
You know, because, I mean, I can try to explain, but for some reason, poetry has been the way that I'm able to express a lot of things that I cannot always say it in words. Where was it? Here it is. I called it a glimpse of the divine. Like a fairy queen, she touched our hearts, essence to essence, a feeling so profound. Through unconditional love of a regal mother, she removed with agility all obstructions left over, to finally raise us in her arms like a graceful swan, playing in our hearts a whole different drum. Like a lover embrace, with profound feelings, touching our beloved like a dream revealing. For no longer will her children feel alone. As earth is our cradle, she is our home, a home which shines with love and light. It's time for us through love to finally unite. Mother, I want to dance, but why can't all hear this profound melody you play in my ear? Then dance through the joy of your heart, for that's how all will find their true essence inside. Why not give me a drum then, so that from now on, No one can say I only dance on my own. And so it is, like a child newly born. I can't only hear, but play my newfound drum. That's it.
Oh my God, that is, I love it. Oh, I'm getting chills. Kept seeing like Amin and oh, feeling that. Yes. And the childlike wonderment of everything's new and oh, that is so eloquent. Your poetry is very inspiring, Erlisa.
Thank you.
It really is. It's so amazing. It's a gift.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you take interdimensional photographs too?
I haven't recently. I do take photographs, but not necessarily interdimensional. So that can be called interdimensional. Although I see through interdimensionally through them, but I don't know if I can capture it yet in the photographs.
No, I ask because you know many of our life family takes amazing interdimensional photographs, and I know I'm looking at this beautiful picture of you with a camera. So yeah, and I know you're very visionary, and you do see a lot of images. I remember actually our last retreat in October with Almeen. Mm-hmm. Didn't you have? Wasn't that something with the dragon and?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Vision that I had around the time of the solstice, actually. I was in Kayakoko in Cuba actually for the solstice with another sister, Bethlehem, and we had a profound experience there. It felt like it's like a turning of a key in that spot of sorts. But what I saw was it was a black serpent that was entering through the, the bottom, and it turned into a dragon, a black dragon, that entered through the spine, and then it changed into a thunderbird, at the bottom of the skull, and then came out as a white dove. It was a very profound experience, actually painful, yeah. Believe it or not. Seeing first like a white and red serpent, coming into this perfect balance and dance for this thing to happen. But it was very, very fascinating.
And that, of course, tied it all into our retreat, everything that was unfolding. And we had the wonderful meditation with the thunderbird. Mm-hmm. After that, it was very beautiful. It's very powerful. Have you worked with the Thunderbirds?
I actually only recently I'm feeling that their presence is very much imminent, and awakening many hidden abilities in our brain for us to remember, our full capacity.
Yes. Well, it's a wonderful adventure that we're on, an ongoing journey with, everything remembering and changing and new in the moment. So,
playing, most of all. I think that's the most important thing that I've found. Playing with all of this rather than taking it too seriously. I think these are all beautiful tools that, are transforming reality. So it's really important to have that lightness of heart, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for saying that. And I know you teach the yogas too, right? The divas. Devi Sattva yogas, you teach all of them?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite?
I'd say the Yoga of Abundance is one of my favorites because I feel every time that happens, there is a sudden shift, an immediate shift in people's reality. It's, I would say, the most grounding of all. And basically, it opens the 144 gates of abundance in the body. So it's really powerful in that way. It's more the perception of understanding what abundance is. So when you're doing the postures and understanding also the insights, is that's where I find the power really behind it.
Yeah. I have to say, I think that's one of my favorites too, that I consistently go back to. I mean, as you said earlier, it's hard to have a favorite, but I love that one. Every time I do that yoga, the Arashtapa yoga, I get some kind of gift comes to me almost, as you say, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I do it for that. I do it because, you know, I love it. And And it's fun.
Yes, I think that's what it is. It's changing the reality through understanding the perception behind abundance. And even the meditation that you guys shared with us in the email, I think was very beautiful, which I'm really looking forward on the 23rd to share with everyone.
Yes, we are looking forward to our event, which I think is almost... it's getting close to being sold out, because we can only have a certain number in the room that we have for our benefit. So I think it'll be great. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody and connecting. So thank you for mentioning that. For anyone who hasn't signed up, there is still time. You can just pop an email to Tim at timholt1@gmail.com. I think it is. And you can still sign up. But it should be an amazing day of abundance. And yeah, I'm looking forward to connecting with everybody.
Yes. And same here.
I was going to ask you something else. And how is your mom?
She's good. She's good. She's doing well.
Good. Looking forward to seeing her.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Arlisa, what would you say has been your greatest... testimonial, would you say, during Belvaspita? Does anything in particular stand out? That you've worked with anyone or for yourself?
There's been many, actually. There is many testimonials. But just to point one, I would say that one of the most immediate shifts that I have felt had been with the Toltec. Belvaspita with the Toltec wheels.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, I was in a dancing competition, and I was basically, I sprained my ankle very badly, and I had basically trained so long, you know, to be in that, and it was like an Argentine dance festival, and I was so looking forward, and then a day before, I sprained my ankle so badly, I was limping, I couldn't walk, so I just came home and started using the Toltec Belvaspita, understanding the perceptions and, you know, why all of that was happening. And you know, it was interesting, because my foot got numb completely for like 10 minutes. And then after that, it was gone, like somebody took it out. I was able to go back into the festival. So I was saying it's one of the best testimonies, that was the quickest turnaround, you know, but many other ones has been really profound in terms of changing with people. And I do a lot of distance ones, so not necessarily just having to work with people directly, like, you know, face to face.
Yeah. So if you're doing How do you do your distant Bhavasata? How do you?
I usually just bring the person I connect to the heart level. And for me, I do not see when I enter in the Bhavasata, I see no difference between me and the other person. So the moment that I do that, I begin to feel in my body where empathically and telepathically, I guess, where the pains or the issue could be. So I begin to work it as if I'm doing it for myself. And that shifts it completely for the other person.
That's wonderful. So do you like do it? Do you have your client on the phone, or do you say I'm just going to 7 o'clock? Get relaxed and not.
Sometimes I give a time. I ask them when they're going to go to sleep. When is a good time that they're going to be kind of relaxed, and that's when I do it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about Bhavasata is, it's amazing to have the one-on-one sessions, and you can incorporate the oils, the fragrance alchemy oils, but mm-hmm. it's as equally powerful, long distance,
mm-hmm.
which is great. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I've done some by Skype,
mm-hmm.
and. I've had some wonderful experiences with that. Do you feel, though, Arlisa, have you felt changes recently with the angels? Like, have you felt, because I know Almeen has said, as we evolve in consciousness and as life moves to higher levels, Bhavasvata, of course, because it's given by the infinite, also evolves to a higher level. Have you felt or noticed recent changes in during the Bhavasvata?
I would say that before, as I said, this is kind of new, that we're kind of in a state of coming live. In other words, we've been practicing for so long, rehearsing, the understanding of concept and how does that work in a dream, so to speak. And now we're actually coming live into the reality. And I feel that Bhavasvata is just as fluid as the new reality, because the new reality we're entering is completely fluid. It's changed directly by the intent of the infinite, and we co-create with it. We basically in a fluid, never-ending change. So I feel that, and this is just recent, that the power of Bhavasvata is only coming alive right now. So I don't know yet, in terms of angels will change or how or that, but I just feel that we have been embodying them. So that we can lighten the tree when the time is on for the tree to lighten up.
Wonderful. Have you worked much with the Book of Spells?
Yes, I have worked on it quite a bit. With different the fairy magic, the Lords of Light, so basically I have gone through the whole thing, different sections at different times. But I find that even that book, it's just today I was going back, and it will take a whole different meaning, actually. So just all I'm saying, I'm very excited because it feels like now we're live.
We're home.
Just be the children that we've always been.
That's wonderful. To approach life with that childlike wonderment and see the innocence, and not to have resistance to what's before us, I think is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a wise innocence, actually, because our collapsed cosmos is our pearl of great price, which basically, as we do our God Merkaba, we really make it come alive. So all that wisdom that we have gained through the cycles becomes a power source.
Yes.
And then, you know, through the innocence of the heart and purity of the heart, we can move ahead and create.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise.
So what's next for Arlisa? What's next?
I'm actually transforming my site. That's my next change. So I'm really doing it a little bit more creative and more, alive, interactive, where I can share a lot of insights, because now I'm seeing it that they are constantly and daily. It's like the I Am presence. The I Am presence has wakened in all of us. So all of us have something to contribute in this whole tapestry of life, as you said. So I think for me, I'm just a thread in it. So I can only do my part.
So that's, you're describing the living library in the seven fields of perception?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's my next step.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for all that you give and you bring to life. Thank you for your presence and working with the angels of Bava Hospital.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service to humanity. We're extremely grateful to have you on the show tonight, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 23rd and get a hug.
Yes, my pleasure. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Denise, and I very much enjoy the work that both you and Tim, and as I said in the poem that I sent to you guys, you make my heart smile.
Oh, I totally reflected back to you, my love.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Well, you enjoy your weekend, and please, we would love to have you on the show again. Maybe come back when our beautiful sister Malou is here and we can chat and share some new insights and wisdom.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Arlisa. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you. Viharavis Ninsu Manas Klesupanish Priharusava Kestesh Aranos
Yeah. Secure in the beauty of my being, I cannot make a mistake, for the infinite breathes through me. and expresses through my radiant light. I am an expression of infinite glory, and joy is the code of my life. Yeterich yarnus sabait, kelech parus manat, sich varech stahut mishite, kli harubahve menher astruanat.
Thank you.